Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Chris, who says, I'm a farmer's daughter, farmer's wife, farmer's mother. So I think a farmer. So my lifestyle has always needed comfortable and practical clothing. I'm now 70 and recently retired. I still want my clothes to be comfortable and practical, but want to wear pretty and smart things as well. Your personal style quiz says that relaxed is the best look for me, but the colours you link to are, in my opinion, revolting. They belong down the paddock up to my ears in mud or dust. What are some nice, pretty, smart, but practical suggestions with no heels in sight? Now, the thing with personality dressing styles is there is a lot in each of these styles. They each give us a range of things to think about. A, there's the attitude and the personality elements, what it actually says. So relax says I'm, you know, practical and comfortable and reliable and all those sorts of things. There's also then the overall look, which is not overly fitted. It's really all about being comfortable and practical, which is why you get a lot of like knitwear, stretch fabrics, denims, and all those sorts of more hard wearing things that are wash and wear, things that can go into the washing machine and you don't have to worry about. You know, this is not about spending hours ironing or hand washing silk or anything like that. We also have the overall, like things like patterns. So in relaxed, our patterns tend to be kind of stripes and checks. They're very practical kinds of patterns. But really otherwise, you'll often find there's more texture than pattern in relaxed garments rather than, you know, some of the other personality dressing styles. Then we also have the colours. So the colours of relaxed are what I call the colours of nature. So you have olive green and sage and rust and sand and, you know, kind of lots of different sort of asparagus green, lots of those sorts of colours, but also things like a soft sky blue and your chambray denim. These all fit into relaxed. And then, of course, we have the details. Because it's all about practicality, it's fairly low on too much detail. They're more simple clothes, more easy on and off. And because of this practical nature that people tend to like those sort of simple, uncomplicated clothing. So it's just some of those elements of the relaxed style. But because we're actually all a combination of styles, we're not just one. That may be your core style, Chris, that maybe relaxes at your core, that comfortable and practical. You know, all those years of being a farmer mean you know that comfortable, practical clothes are what is required for much of life. But you've asked for pretty and you know, nice and pretty as well, but with no heels in sight. But this is where we can add in elements of other personality dressing styles. So maybe that pretty is your feminine dressing style. And so with the feminine dressing style, it's more about that curvy female shape. It's about soft, floaty fabrics rather than practical fabrics. It's prints like florals or paisley, curvy prints or polka dots, things like that. Its attitude is more warm and nurturing and caring. And the colours tend to be lighter and more in the pastel range. So the thing with colours and dressing styles, I've just given two different examples, is that you take the parts of each of the dressing styles that appeals to you and leave the rest. So if you like the relaxed style as your core, but you dislike those colours, don't wear those colours. Just find those practical elements that you require in clothing and bring in colours that you do like, or the colours that actually flatter you. That you might find that maybe it's the more feminine colours actually suit you, but you just want to wear them in more relaxed styles. But when you're asking for pretty, it sounds like you want to add in that little bit more detail versus relaxed is very plain. So this is why with everything we do, we add the different layers of the personality dressing styles to create our own style. And this is what we go to in depth in my 7 Steps of Style program, of understanding all 7 of those personality dressing styles and how you can take small elements of each of those personality dressing styles and layer them up to create your own personal style. So if I think about what I've got on today, I've got a pair of jeans on, relaxed. I've got this blouse on, which is kind of classic but more elegant sheet because it's a softer fabric. It's not your classic crisp white shirt. It's in a very practical colour. It's a grey. It's a very practical kind of colour. It's not too out there. It's also wash and wear, which I really like. It's got that relaxed element. But then you'll also notice I've got some like sparkly jewellery, which is more feminine. That's adding some more femininity and detail. I've also got on ballet flats that are also a flat version of a comfortable shoe. So this is where, you know, we don't have to have high heels to be feminine. We can add in, there's many different sorts of flat shoes. It's just not having a thick, chunky sole or being too kind of industrial or practical in their construction. So there's lots of things to think about when you're layering up these personality dressing styles. And this is why the more you understand about all of them and all the different elements that go into them, because there's actually a lot of different things that go into each of the personality dressing styles, and then actually being able to layer up what is your style. So understanding which of those elements that really speak to you, which ones you love, and therefore which ones you want to add into your own style, because we can use all of the styles in different parts of our lives. So if you're out working on the farm, you're not going to be adding that feminine in so much. But maybe you could have a t-shirt in a floral pattern, and that brings that feminine in with that practical. So you can see that there's just so much to this. And then, of course, you know, we add haircuts and grooming and accessories, and all those things all add onto this. So I would say that if you are kind of like wondering how do you add that feminine in or that pretty for you, I'd be looking around, you know, for inspiration to see what it is that appeals to you. And things like Pinterest can be great for this. Do some searches on, you know, clothing styles or street style, things like that, and see what appeals to you and start to go, could I add elements of that in? It may not be the whole outfit. It just might be a small element. Or just, you know, when you're seeing people, when you're in the supermarket, and if you see something you like, think about, well, what is it that I'm liking? Is there some small element of that outfit that I like? Then maybe I can bring that into my own personal style. So hopefully that's given you a few ideas about how to adapt the relaxed to make it a little bit more feminine and a little bit more pretty for you. Lorraine says, my neutrals are black, navy and grey in the autumn and winter and beige in the spring and summer. I've got a good capsule wardrobe and I look after my clothes. I'm definitely a classic, but being retired, it's mostly casual. I also wear makeup and jewellery. However, to make everything work better together, I need to get over my aversion to wearing black and navy together. Do I need to drop one of these colours? My accent colours are reds and turquoise and teal, both of which I love, but again, I'm not keen on wearing them together in an outfit. I have a few handbags in neutral colours plus tam, but I've recently settled on a good grey leather bag, which seems to go with everything and means I don't need to change my bag very often. That's something I am bored with doing. So I would say that number one is black is a colour that really doesn't suit a lot of people. So the colour I recommend most people drop is black, unless it's a great colour for you. And that is something you can discover if you have a personal colour analysis. But black's colour property, it's cool, it's deep, and it's bright. So when I used to have the black hair, black suited me. It really doesn't suit me now. Now that I have changed, now my hair's gone grey, and it's, even when I went blonde, it stopped suiting me. So, you know, so black is a hard to wear colour. It's actually very harsh, and it actually adds a lot of visual weight, and it also reflects a lot of shadow onto our faces and adds a lot of wrinkles and under eye bags and double chins, things like that. So I would say get rid of the black. If you're, you know, if you're feeling that you can't wear black and navy together, now some people happily do it, other people don't like that, and that could be the classicness of you, then I would say get rid of the black, because the navy goes with the red and it goes with the teal and the turquoise really beautifully. And you might find you don't have to wear all these colours together at the same time either. So this is to do with colour contrast. It could be that you're lower colour contrast, so it feels too much when you put all those colours together at the same time. Rather than if you are lower colour contrast, just wearing whatever neutral you have with one of the colours is the way that works best for you. And of course, colour contrast and value contrast are important parts of getting a personal colour analysis as well when you're figuring out the palette, but it's also how you wear the palette that in the way that flatters you the most. So I would suggest that A, if you're going to drop something, drop the black, and B, don't feel that you have to wear all the colours at the same time. You can just wear a neutral plus a colour at a time and it will probably work perfectly well for you. Last question today comes from Amelia, who says, how to introduce colours, but not primary colours, into my basically black wardrobe. So this, again, is, I think, you know, getting a personal colour analysis to find out which of the colours you want to add in. A lot of people who've ended up with this black wardrobe is because they've tried a couple of fashion colours, whatever happens to be in fashion at the time, and they haven't looked great in it, so they've just avoided all colours, rather than finding the colours that actually make them shine, make them look amazing, make them glow. And we all have those colours. So you can start, you know, if you haven't got the, you know, the income for a personal colour analysis, one of the things to do is just look at what are the colours you're seeing in your eyes, what colour are in your skin and your lips. Can you replicate those colours in clothes? You'll find the colours that make you shine are the ones that make you look brighter and, you know, more glowy, rather than if they dull you down, you'll see your skin dulls, or if it kind of changes colour in a really unflattering way. So that could be something to do. Otherwise, I'd say get a personal colour analysis, because that is going to be the easiest way to bring colours in. And I'm guessing that if you, since you don't like primary colours, that maybe don't go for bright colours, go for more greyed down or muted colours. It could be that your colouring is softer. So every time you've tried to wear a bright colour, it's just felt like it's overwhelming you. So I think of colour as being like a picture frame. So when we're framing a picture, what we want is the frame to enhance the picture and not be the star, not overwhelm the picture. And that is the same thing for the colours we're wearing. The colours should enhance us, but not overwhelm us. So if you're feeling that the colours you've tried before are ones that have, you know, like just overwhelmed you, then that can be why you might be avoiding colour. And then as you're bringing colours in, and this is where having a palette makes it so easy, because the colours naturally go together, which means you can mix and match so much more easily, versus what most people have is a bit of a random approach where they just start bringing in all sorts of random colours that don't necessarily work together, and they say, I don't know how to mix and match colours. And it's not that they don't know how, it's just that the colours they're trying to mix and match don't actually go together. So you might just pick, you know, say I've got blue eyes, so bringing in blues is a really easy way for me to add some colour to my wardrobe. And then I might look for some sort of, you know, pink that makes my skin look fresh and healthy. Then, you know, so that's how you can kind of slowly bring in other colours to your wardrobe if you can't have a colour analysis. But if you do want one, I do them both online, and they're also part of my 7 Steps to Style program that I mentioned earlier, which has all the information of the personality dressing styles, as well as how to, you know, find clothes to flatter your body shape, and all those things we really need to know that we were never taught at school about how to dress ourselves in a way that actually expresses who we are from the inside on our outside and makes us look like the best version of ourselves. So thank you so much for your questions, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.